Episode 1577, Are You Matching What You See in Your Mind?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy day. How was your weekend? Hopefully you survived it, or should I say that the weekend survived you. Yes, you believe it is another start to a beautiful Monday. It's Mindset Monday. I got a question for you. Are you matching what you see in your mind? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, what you think about, you bring about. We've all heard it over and over and over again. But the question, are you matching what you see in your mind? Those thoughts, good or bad, that haunt you day and night. But how much of your thoughts stem from the good part? According to the National Science Foundation, an average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. Now, if you think about it, that's a lot of thoughts. And other studies have shown it's 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. I'm probably way out of the range, as in, I'm probably over 70,000. I just overthink everything. Are you a worrywart? Maybe you're like in the 80,000 range. Regardless, we have a lot of thoughts per day. And if you think about it, that's 38 to 49 thoughts per minute. I'm already exhausted and we're just beginning. Plus, did you realize that 5% of your thoughts come from your conscious mind, leaving 95% for the subconscious mind? That's a lot. So if we've got 95% of our thoughts coming from what the subconscious, that means we're actually not thinking about the thoughts that we're thinking about. So we're just doing based on what we already knew that we were doing from experiences, circumstances, how we were raised, et cetera, et cetera. I'm tired. How about you? And we haven't thought that we're tired, but we just feel it because we're thinking already too much. Of those thoughts, the 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts that the NSF, the National Science Foundation, says, 80% are negative and 95% are repetitive thoughts. So let's have a thought for a moment. That means that if we have 80% of negative thoughts, that's well above 3/4 of what we think about are negative. Most likely then, almost every other thought is negative. That's crazy. And actually probably more like 1 in 3 thoughts are negative, right? It is. It's just that. Then we tack on that 95% are repetitive thoughts. What are we thinking about most? Negativity. You keep repeating to yourself on a daily basis, day in and day out. What do you think they are? Negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. And unfortunately, those negative thoughts are also connected to fitting in with the world around you. Why? Because, come on, I want to be liked. And if someone says something negative about me, what's our response going to be? Or more importantly, what's our reaction? Because most of us react instead of respond. Respond requires us to what? Think. And most of us are doing what? Subconsciously answering what we're doing. 95% of our thoughts are subconscious, which means we're not thinking, we are reacting. Do you see the problem that we're in? Oh my goodness. And this is just the beginning of Monday. You're probably already exhausted. Okay, deep breath. We got this. We can do this. I want you to know that you are not to fit in. I know it's Monday. It may be Tuesday on a Monday, regardless of where you are in your work week. Why work so hard to fit in when you are called to be set apart? But if we keep getting these negative thoughts and we're repeating to ourselves over and over and over again, and then more than 80% are negative, we got a problem here because we're trying to fit in. Someone tells us, you're ugly, you're going to try to do what? Not be ugly. And whatever it means to not be ugly, you're going to do that. But what if that means that that's really not you? So you're trying to be someone you're not. Do you see the problem that we have? These negative thoughts do not have to control your day. So how do you silence those negative thoughts? You got to whack a thought. You remember this episode? It was back in, oh my goodness, I think 2017 we talked about this. It's episode 835. I have the link in the show notes. But in that episode, we talk about whack a thought. The same idea as like whack-a-mole. You got to write, assess, and create. Go back to that episode and listen to it. It's a great breakdown on how to silence those negative thoughts. I mean, we could spend days breaking down what this looks like. And soon we will be able to go into much deeper discussion. Yes, it's a teaser for the AIM Academy. I cannot wait. Yes, I've been telling you, I know. Life's just getting crazy. We're going on a trip here pretty soon. My son is graduating this weekend from college. Whoop, whoop. Yes, our second college graduate. I'm so excited. I'm not sure if I'm excited more than he is or if dad is. I'm not sure. But regardless, it's going to be a celebration. And so you'll probably be hearing lots of stories about what's going on because the family's getting together and we get to see him. And I'm so absolutely thrilled. But we look at what we're doing in our day-to-day, right? We want to break things down. We want to be able to understand why we do what we do. So that's what the AIM Academy is going to be about. So I cannot wait to be able to share more details coming up very soon, but I got to get through my son's graduation and then we've got details coming up around the corner. So the question still remains, are you matching what you see in your mind? Do you remember playing the matchup game where you have a set of cards and then the other ones are done in rows? Maybe you had like five across and three down or whatever. And then you have your set of cards and you're trying to match what it is, right? Pair them off. And you flip one over and you look, oh, not there. So you can't match that one. So you have to flip it and turn it back over again. If we are thinking 80% of negative thoughts come in and out of our mind on a daily basis, and 95% of them are repetitive. If it's negative thoughts, how much of your actions are from a negative reaction? By statistics, we are doomed. I'm not kidding. We're just plain doomed. I mean, come on, that's it. Blow me up now, right? Because seriously, this is not good. This is not good news. How can you match what you want to be? Hence, setting your mind on what you see. But you got to frame what you want to be. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Frame what you want to be. In order to frame what you want to be, you must reframe what you see. Back to our matching game. You look at it and you're looking for that bear with the cute red hat, but you lay it on the cat instead of the bear with the hat. And then you pick the dinosaur that has nothing to do with the bear with the red hat. There lays the cat. So what do? You go find the bat. And then it's all up again from the beginning. And you're trying to match all this stuff together while you're trying to fit in. You're trying to say, okay, this has got to match. So if you want to match it, if you want to frame what you want to be, you must reframe what you see. What is so precious about a picture? It captures a moment, doesn't it? A moment that you treasure, something important or memorable. Usually it depicts a situation or memory that expresses happiness and joy, love and hope. Okay, seriously, think about this. Do you really take a picture of you and your sweetheart having an argument and say, oh man, this argument was so great, we got to capture the moment? No. Do you take a picture of when something drastic happens? No, you don't do it, right? Not when it's to the negative aspect, but when it's the positive, something memorable, something indelible that you want to have, you want that picture. And it's usually depicting a situation or memory that expresses happiness and joy, love and hope. So you take the picture and place it in a frame, a prominent place to remind you of the indelible moment, an impression for a lifetime. So what does it look like to truly frame what you want to be? Well, number one, you have to frame your fresh day. Every day is a new day. You have the opportunity. You have a new chapter. When you rise and shine out of bed, you have breath in your lungs. You can frame your fresh day. And I like to look at it as leading with quiet. Episode number 62. Now that's going way back. I'm telling you, way, way back. But it talks about how to lead with quiet. This is the start of your day. How do you start your day? It's beyond important. It's crucial. It's vital that you frame your day. How you want to see it. What you want to do in it. Because if not, who's framing it for you? You got it. The world is. And on top of that, what about those 80% negative thoughts that are repeating themselves 95% of the time? Yikes. We don't want any of that crud, right? We don't want any of it. So frame your fresh day, number one. Number two, frame your intentions. This is where you set your intentions for the day. How are you going to serve? How are you going to love? How are you going to forgive and to listen? How are you going to grow? How are you going to lead and to give and to live? You must be what? Intentional. And that takes what? Work? We already know it does. Because where are our thoughts? Most of them are coming from where? The subconscious. The one that's talking to you now. Meaning that you're not even thinking about it. You hear me talking, but you might be thinking about three or four other things right now. You got dinner going. When am I going to pick up the kids? And oh my gosh, I've got to go run this errand because if I don't pay this bill and drop this off at the post office, we're in deep doo-doo. You got all that floating around. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I look horrible. I got no sleep this weekend. We partied way too much. Just because of softball games, running the kids here and there, and this is what I look like. All of that is happening in a matter of milliseconds. Do you see the problem that we have? Frame your intentions. You must set them for the day. What you want your day to look like. If you get up in the morning and you're already looking at yourself complaining, what are you doing? You're just adding to the negative thoughts. And what happens with a repetition? They keep coming and coming and they come easier. The more negative, the more easier. The more repetitive thoughts. So this part here is going to take more work, honestly, than framing your fresh day, leading with quiet. This intentional part of it is work. But you can do it. I believe in you. You can get this done. But you need to do it on a daily basis. And finally, number three, frame your now. This is where you do what? You got it. Create your now. With the season you are in, what can you do right now? Not 10 years from now, not 5 years from now, not 3 months from now. Right now, in this moment here, be present, be incredible, be you. Frame your now. What is it going to look like? And don't overload yourself. Remember, one study says 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts. Another one, 50 to 70,000 thoughts. Okay, so you're thinking a lot. And if you're a heavy thinker, you're probably over that. If you're not so much, then you're just a little under average maybe. That's okay. But those are a lot of thoughts to have. 38 to 49 thoughts per minute. How many have you thought about with me just talking right now? Okay, don't think about it because you haven't thought about it. Most of them are subconscious. Consciously, you're not thinking about it because the subconscious is working overtime. Some of that's great if you train yourself, but if you're untrained and you're not training for life the right way, you're never going to love your journey. And you're going to get stuck in the mud. You're going to get hung up and you're not going to get to where you want to be. Frame what you want to be. Frame your fresh day. Frame your intentions. Frame your now. You see, you are creating impressions for a lifetime, and that lifetime is the moment that you are in. Create your now. I get how hard this is. I've walked this journey. Now, I still walk the journey, but it's a little different. I've done a lot of the harder work, and so now I just have to tweak things a little bit along the way. Or if I run into a brick wall and something triggers me, then I have tools and strategies where I can pull myself out quicker from the ditch that I'm stuck in, and I can move along my merry way. But it takes diligence. It takes effort. And it also takes someone to come beside you and walk with you in that journey. If that's you, and you're like, ugh, sign me up. I want help. I want to talk to you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. When you click on that link, a little form will pop up, fill it out, and it comes to me. I'll send you back an email and we will set up a time to chat. Now, I understand this week is a little crazy. We've got graduation, family. My mom's still here from Hawaii. And so things are a little bit wild, a good wild, but it's wild. We're still painting the master bath and we've got the guest bath to go to. So more wallpaper and paint stories to come. Lots of stories to come. Life is great, but life still means what? Taking steps to live the life that we were created to live. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Are you ready to create impressions for a lifetime? The impressions that you want to frame? The indelible moments that are not just by happenstance, but because you put in the work. You are creating your now. Understand this, the fundamental element to your life's happiness is mindset. Where are you in your mindset? Are you matching what you see in your mind? Let's match the positive. Go out and create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.